Thank you. Next speaker is Markus.
Yeah, when I heard for the first time that there will be a World Summit on the Information Society, it was 2.5 years ago, and I got a telephone call from a woman of a foundation I can't remember, and she was telling it to me and wanted some other information of other players in Germany to come together. And my background is that I come from the environmentalist movement, and it was clear we had Johannesburg, Kyoto, all the very important, famous world summits out of the for the topic of environmentalists. And I did some years of net politics, and we never got any awareness by media for our topics about freedom in the internet, civil liberties, free software. And we decided to do what the environmental movement does all the time by World Summits, to found the German Civil Society Coordination Group and to pick up all the people who are working on that topic. In the beginning we thought about there are a lot of different organizations, but up to the World Summit we collected nearly 20-25 organizations, and that was all working in Germany. We did a lot of internal debate, online debate in forums to do our own charter on civil rights in a sustainable knowledge society, to give in to the official process, and to do networking, to debate about what topics are important for us, for civil society. And then we got more and more involved into the international process. I just have been at one PrepCom because of funding. It's always a problem. For us, it's not as expensive to go over to Geneva, but it was a big problem for civil society activists worldwide to come from the Faroe Islands, somewhere in the South Sea, to Geneva, what is, in my opinion, the most expensive city I've ever been. You get 4 döners in Berlin for 1 döner in Geneva. And it was, for me, I was one of the youngest people involved in that process, and for me it was totally frustrating seeing a lot of diplomatic people coming together, talking and debating about topics they don't really understand, and the next day they go to the next Red Cross conference to talk there about Red Cross, and one day after about environmental things. And I'm not sure up to now how my feeling was in to sit there in Geneva in meetings with diplomats, and they are talking about free software, intellectual property, and all in a diplomatic language, and oh please, I have here another thing, and you should talk about it, and you saw all the faces, half of the people didn't really understood what's happening. And our way was to try to explain it to the politicians, to the diplomatics, to do political education about what happens. And I think that's the most the best thing civil society did, with networking to each other, but also to do political education to the deciders who was there. We couldn't decide. It should be a multi-stakeholder process, with civil society and economy on the other side together with diplomats. But the economy, we saw them sometimes when they were there, sometimes not. The diplomatics, they didn't really know how to interact with us as civil society, as people not representing any governmental organizations, self-funded to go over there. And but it was very impression for me to go to Geneva every time, or 2 times I've been there, and to meet other people from the Faroe Islands, maybe to to talk to them about information society, to talk about to talk with women rights activists about women in the information society, with all the different perspectives coming together, and not only our cyber rights European view. And I think that was the best thing, to get a totally other view of the world and the information society we want to live in.
Okay, thank you, Markus.